I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
But the real story is, in order to open up a 40-man spot, the Royals send left-hander Cole Reagans. He has been transferred to the 60-day IL. They are not saying it. They are shutting Cole Reagans down for the rest of the season. There really is no other way to kind of look at it. You got a sense that something was wrong with Cole Reagans in his last hand bit of starts. They then had him make one more start. It was obvious that he was not 100%. They then dialed it back. They put him on the IL. It was supposed to be 10 days. They kind of push it. Now he's on the 60-day IL. I don't really see a scenario in which, 45 days from now, 40 days from now, there's a reason to put Cole Reagans back out there. Cole Reagans is done for the rest of the season. It's over for this year. Now, I don't think that that's a bad thing. We're talking about a guy who has a history of elbow issues. He has had two Tommy John surgeries in his career. A guy who is now having a significant shoulder injury. It makes sense to me to shut it down for the rest of the year with Cole Reagans. The Royals are not playing for anything for the rest of the season. Now, I'm not saying the Royals need to pack it in and give up on the rest of the year, but let's not also be silly for the remainder of 2025. This is a 78-win baseball team, a 77-win baseball team. It's certainly better than what they've been in years past, not good enough to make the postseason. Next year, you can move forward with a healthy Cole Reagans, a healthy Chris Bubich, and Noah Cameron, and that's your 1-2-3. You got a great foundation. Then, depending on what you do with Seth Lugo, you can use that to go flip an outfield bat. You got free agency to go out and spend some money to go find yourself a bat. Cole Reagans being shut down for the rest of the season and being rested up and fully healthy for the start of next year is not the worst thing that could happen to the Royals. I thought this was a possibility when it happened. We're talking about a guy who is one of the five most important assets that you have in your organization. If you are talking about kind of pushing past where the Royals have been the last couple of years, they were a wild card team last year. This year, they were a fringe wild card team. Looks like they're going to miss the postseason. If you're talking about breaking through, you're talking about doing it with Cole Reagans as either your number one or number two. And with how fragile can be, shoulders can be, arms can be, the last thing you can afford to do is damage anything with Cole Reagans from a long-term perspective. This is the right way to handle it. The Royals have moved Cole Reagans to the 60-day IL. Rob, I'm not really sure if the Royals had a choice.
I mean, it feels like this is the right move, and I feel like you're right. In 45 days, that's what, ballpark, let's just say end of August, there's absolutely no reason. We anticipate there'll be no reason to rev him back up and get him back on the roster and bring him back up. So ice him down, have him ready for 2026. And now, I think this is, we talked about this yesterday when you were gone with Bink. Bink believes the idea of trading Seth Lugo would be a white flag on the season. I think you kind of have to trade Seth Lugo now. I think it's pretty clear. If you're not going to have who on paper is your best pitcher, and that is Cole Reagans, if you're not having him for the rest of the 2025 season, you probably aren't achieving your dreams in the 2025 season. So start trading, you know, one-year rental assets you have, Seth Lugo, John Schreiber, those types of players, and bulk up the roster and be ready for 2026. That doesn't mean you bottom out and lose 100 games, but it's time to keep an eye on the future more than the now if your best pitcher is not going to be available in the now.
I also don't care about waving the white flag for the 2025 season. Now, no one wants to hear that their team has given up, right? We still got a long way to go. I mean, they're still charging you full price. They're still charging for parking out there. They're still charging for beer and peanuts. So I certainly get why no fan would want to hear that. But it's time to be realistic. And this is where you and I think, agree that we have expanded the postseason so much that people and fans find such value in being the 14th best team in Major League Baseball. Now, again, I'm not saying that I want the Royals to tank, but if you are the Royals and you can potentially build a foundation of something real and something lasting in 2026, you owe it to yourself. Seth Lugo is 35 years old. He will be 36 years old. And if anything, what the Cole Reagans injury should show you is things can change real quick.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't that long ago we were talking about Cole Reagans as being one of the five best left-handers in the American League. Now he essentially has had a lost year in his prime. Things can turn real quick for Seth Lugo. So let's say that you want to be valiant. You want to be brave and go for it if you're the Royals. Well, what if something happens in September and maybe you were thinking about making that trade in the offseason? Well, now he picks up his player option. You're locked in for Seth Lugo when you could have got something that can help you. The Royals are not going anywhere this year. That doesn't mean you have to give up, but the Royals are not. They're not making a deep run. No, they're not any of those things. We watched 90-something Royals games. I think we know that about this team. The best thing for the Royals to do is what you said. Take your most valuable assets and ones that you think can help you build something for 2026 and move in that direction. And if Seth Lugo can get you an outfield bat that can solve some of your biggest problems is rounding out 6 through 9 in your lineup. It is a problem every single day. Every night this season, 6 through 9 in some capacity has been a problem for the Kansas City Royals. And it's hard to do that when you don't trust half your lineup to drive in runs or get on base or be consistent run producers. And that's been their biggest issue. So if you think that Seth Lugo can help you accomplish that for in the future, you owe it to your organization to move on from Seth Lugo and start to think not just about now, but ahead of.
I also think, and I don't believe it's a white flag. That was Bink yesterday. I also think, and I point to last year's Tigers a lot, just because you move a Seth Lugo does not mean you're quitting on 2025. Magic can still happen. In 2014, this was a 500 team. They got hot. It's on the text line. Why are you guys being mean to the Royals? They get hot. They're on a good run. They could be back in the playoff hunt. You can do both. You can move Seth Lugo and make 2026 look better on paper and then still get hot. There is no shame in, hey, you played better in the second half. You finished 82-80 or 83-79. You missed the playoffs, but you move Seth Lugo and now you get a top prospect or a starting right fielder or a starting left fielder. Like, I feel like too often in baseball, we look at buyers and sellers as, you know, winning or losing. There is a middle ground. You can sell a Seth Lugo, improve the future roster, and still have a roster right now with Noah Cameron, Chris Bubich, Michael Wacha as a three starters and an offense that looks like it might be getting hot at the right time. You can still be competitive. I think you can do both, but I think Seth Lugo has to be moved as part of the future and then let the chips fall where they may from there to the end of the season. But Seth Lugo can't be a September 9th starter because there's a chance the season is lost.
Yeah, and I guess, I mean, so to read the text that you were replying to, Carrington, I'm tired of your Royal slander. Do you realize it takes one good run that they currently could be on to be back in the race? Who's to say that this team doesn't have it? We have it. They constantly win. You're gaslighting fans into thinking the season is over. I don't have to gaslight you into anything. We've seen the Royals play over 90 games this season. We've seen them play over 90 games. They're under 500. Heading into the All-Star break, they will likely be under 500. I guess they could just continue to stay hot. They're 5 games out of the third wild card race. It's not about being positive at this point. It's about being realistic with where they are. So, hey, if you think the Royals got one more run in them and they can go for it, sure. They're completely eliminated in the division. They're 14 games back in the division. They're not winning the division. There are currently 4 teams ahead of them for the final wild card spot. So it's not just about catching up with one team. You got to be better than 4 teams the rest of the way. I just don't trust the Royals to do that. And what I think the worst thing for the Royals to do is sit around on their hands hoping that they have this one great run that could maybe get them into the postseason this year and set themselves up in 2026 where they could win the division. The Royals could win the division in 2026. They will likely have the starting pitching to do so next year. You get more at-bats for Jack Caglione. Vinny Pasquantino has really come on the last 30 days or so. You have one of the five best baseball players in the world in Bobby Witt Jr. If the Royals spend a little bit of money to go help out the rest of their outfield and shore up the rest of their lineup, the Royals could be a 90-win team next year. They're just not that now. So, no, I'm not going to pretend, oh, man, hey, all it takes is one good run. They ain't got it. I don't think this team has it. I don't think they have enough offensively to be consistent enough to go on that run. The Royals have had one hot streak all season. It was a great streak in May. They had a good hot streak. Schedule broke the right way. The Royals haven't shown me they can beat good teams. And in order to catch these teams in the wild card, you're behind Texas, Los Angeles, Boston, Seattle. In order to do that, you got to consistently beat good teams. And I just don't believe the Royals can.
I point to this a lot. I know, let's take what happened at the end of the season out of the equation for the Tigers last year. The Tigers were 52-55. I wasn't listening to sports talk in Detroit last year for the Tigers, but when they were 52-55, I would imagine radio broadcasters in Detroit sounded like me and you. You know what they did? They traded their top starting pitcher, or I guess their second best starting pitcher in Jack Flaherty. They traded their best bullpen arm. And look where the Tigers are now. I'm not saying it's just because of those two moves, but they set themselves up for 2025 by making the hard decisions in 2024. And the Tigers got the best of both worlds. They got super hot, and they were able to make the playoffs and then be set up for the future. And maybe that happens to the Royals, but being set up to win the division in the future is a better spot than chewing on your fingernails to be a team that has to go to New York in the division series and get beat again. That's just not a great... That's not a cycle I want to be on as a Royals fan.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.